And Father, we thank you for your great glory. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 We're involved in pride. And one of the things that, as a pastor, that I get to attend pastors' meetings, which I know Pastor Ivira does that. And what you find is when you go to a pastor meeting, a lot of things that come up, the first thing they ask, I hear pastors talking, how many people do you have in your church? It's not how many people have you saved or what have you, whatever.
Right.
So that's one thing we need to pray for the pastors, the fact that they've changed their mindset and think about who they're touching in their community. We have a very young church, very young pastor, he's 34, that's very on fire, and he wants to touch the unlovely. But a lot of the people, and he doesn't care who comes into our facility, and he wants to touch them. And you see a lot of churches, especially a lot of the bigger churches today, they're looking at more what goes in the offering plate than what comes in the door and what needs help. I thought that was something I wanted to pass on and just kind of, because I never thought about that before, and I've only been licensed for 3 years, so I'm an old guy that I traveled around the world for years and in the world, so I have a lot of experience on the world side, and God touched me about 8 years ago, and and 3 years ago, like I said, I was in the world up until 2009, and then New Year's Eve 2010, God got a hold of me, and 2 years later, I met Gail the next year, and we got married, and entered into going to school for ministry, and then, like I said, I've been licensed 3 years with the Assemblies of God. But it's an interesting, when you work, especially one from going around other pastors, it's interesting that you think that it's just the world issues. You find out that there's a lot of pastors need prayers because some of them, they've been doing it so long that they've lost track of where they are, and some forget about the world. They're kind of complacent because they don't want to try new things because I've tried that before. Well, things change in this world, and pride really gets in the way.
Mm. Wow.
Any other people? I'm open to comments, so that's a discussion. So.
Mm.
Oh, I need to answer one other thing I didn't mention. Pastor Ivira wants us to mention the fact that we are on. This prayers initiative from the Voice of the Voiceless. It meets every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and runs at 9 o'clock. At 8:45, we do the national prayer line. And that is daily. And every Tuesday, we'll be doing the one on pride. And every day, almost every day, there's none on Thursday. There's a different prayer this month. And we would invite everybody to come back to our prayer line. Hopefully, this is something that you enjoy and we do a good job at. Something we've never done before as a host.
Yes.
I was looking at scripture when, like, if you go to Proverbs, a lot of things in Proverbs on pride. Proverbs 18:18, pride leads to destruction and arrogance to downfall. And, you know, there's a good pride and bad pride. You know, it's being prideful for your country. Pride for your school and your family is a good time for pride as long as you don't go overboard with it. But the bad kind of pride was when you're so arrogant that this is the way it is and that's the only way. And that's when pride gets in the real way, where I'm the great who I am. And then we get in problem because God and Jesus are the only ones that can fit that bill.
Right. Well, Ken, I know that many of us have encountered, you know, pride in our churches, in our pastors, in ourselves, in fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. But I just, at this moment in time, you know, to me, we recognize that pride has. When I look at pride, I kind of it puffs up a man, and if you've ever seen a man walk around full of pride, he kind of walks like a peacock, and nothing. You can't get through to him. You can't get through to him. Just a brick wall. And we've all encountered that. But the scripture tells us to clothe ourselves with humility. to clothe ourselves. That means it's something we have to do. We have to put it on. And because humbling yourself comes with recognizing, it comes with repentance because you've recognized your proud peacock ways and that you've really shut your ears off to what the Holy Spirit is saying because you think you know. So to me, I just want to declare over the church, if you wouldn't mind, just that pastors in America, Lord, however your Holy Spirit needs to communicate this, Father, convict them of their pride ways. Convict them of their rejection of even being open to discussion with their members, with fellow pastors, with politicians who are trying to bring righteousness into our land. Lord, there has to be a recognition of the stopping of the ears that is occurring. And it is because many of our pastors think they know what your gospel is all about. But Lord God Almighty, you are a mystery. We see through a cup that is dimmed. We do not see clearly. And so not one of us should walk around feeling as if we know anything. Father, we humbly bring ourselves before you and we declare over the pastors of this land that they would clothe themselves with humility. Lord, speak that, whisper that into their ears, to clothe yourself with humility. You must put it on intentionally every day, every moment. Lord, quicken the pastors to the that sense. We all feel it when we, those who have the spirit of discernment, can recognize when we're walking in pride. It's a way it makes us feel on the inside, Lord. I'm lacking the right vocabulary term, but Father, quicken the spirits of the pastors to be self-aware and to be examining themselves on a daily basis, Father. Let them not forget. That is a tool, a valuable tool that you give us. Your Holy Spirit convicts us, and it teaches us how to examine ourselves through conviction. Father, I just pray you would remind the pastors, Father, to not only clothe themselves with humility, but to examine themselves with humility on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis, Father. Make them aware of that sense of pride that begins to well up and puff up a man or a woman, Father. Bring gentleness and humility and kindness to our leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
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 That's a lot of good points in that prayer, because you're looking at, with the arrogance of the pastors, if they do have the arrogance and the pride, they'll chase off the people that are seeking God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty interesting that was a great prayer from the Lord, because that's definitely right on top of things, because when people come in searching for God, they don't want someone. I've learned as if when I wasn't a Christian, my brother was a Christian, and he called me and we talked, and then he started pounding God at me, and all I wanted to do was get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's a way of approaching people, and if you're prideful and you don't want to be listening to the other person, you're just turning them off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
And pride so often stops us from hearing from God. I mean, he's not going to force his way into anybody's heart, not a pastor's heart, not a Christian's heart. And, you know, that's where when we have pride, that just blocks him from saying what he wants to say to our heart.
Zaina, to speak to that, Job 41, verse 15 says, his scales are his pride, talking about Leviathan, shut up together as with a close seal. And that's exactly what happens. It's like, I I have a visual of fear is like a fist just gripping the heart as tight as it can, and it paralyzes a person. Pride is like growing fish scales all over your body, and nobody is going to penetrate it. Not the Holy Spirit, not a person. You're locked up.
Right, right, right.
Proverbs 16:5. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. Mm-hmm. And James 4:6-5. God is opposed to the proud, but give grace to the humble.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh. Amen.
Proverbs 11:2 is, when pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. And then Proverbs 13:10, only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this speaks to what you were sharing in regards to pastors. I know that I've faced it myself. When you have questions or you want to talk on a deeper level and you try to bring that to anybody, I just want to pray for the pastors, but oftentimes you're met with contention. It's not a free-flowing edifying conversation. It's almost as if it's competitive. And so, Lord, I just want to pray again for pastors that when they encounter people who are seeking and searching after you, Father, and thirsting for you and wanting to go deeper, Father, that they would not see that as something that they've done wrong, like they haven't taught good enough. That's why this person is coming to me. No defensiveness, Lord. Just remove the defensiveness from the hearts of the pastors, Father, so that they can freely allow the wisdom from heaven to flow through them. It's like what we were talking about with pride being like scales. It's blocking. Nothing can penetrate. Nothing can penetrate. But, Father, we want our pastors to be able to receive from heaven and give. And the only way that can happen is through humility, Lord. It's through humility. We want wisdom into the churches, Father. We want wisdom to be spoken to the congregation, Father, that they can grow in their knowledge and their understanding of you and know how to apply your good and godly principles to their life, Father, to real life, Father. We just pray and ask, Father, that you tear open. Maybe nobody, none of us can penetrate the scales of Leviathan, Father, but you can. You can. You can destroy him. So, Father, we call upon you to penetrate the hearts of the pastors, Father, so that we can freely hear from heaven through the mouths of our spiritual leaders and get wisdom that will benefit and edify the people listening, Father, that we can grow in maturity in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Father. And Father, we just pray that you loose a spirit of humility over the churches, Lord, over the people who call themselves the church. Father, we need to be able to share your love and to do it in a way that is, like Jessica said, that is a free-flowing way of sharing and hearing their concerns, and not to take that prideful stance as the church that we know the scriptures and they don't, and we're lording ourselves over them, but that we are coming to them in the humility that our Lord Jesus, when he walked on this earth, shared in humility. He shared with the proper authority, but he also shared humbly. And so we just pray that we, as the people of the church, can put on, clothe ourselves with humility, and as we share the gospel day in and day out, that we have that humility that that people know that they can speak freely and can receive. And we thank you, Lord, that you are teaching us these things. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
As we're coming to our closing time, I want to make sure to announce this initiative is from the Voice of the Voiceless. They meet every morning from 8 a.m. Eastern Standing Time to 9. And of course, we have the nation from 8:45 to 9. Also, tomorrow at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, we're going to have Tracy. We'll have False Doctrine, praying on false doctrine in the church. And then again tomorrow at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Aline with Unforgiveness. So we want to mark that on your calendars for tomorrow. We thank everybody for joining us today. We pray, Lord, that we pray for each person out here that we have touched somebody in such a way that they'll have a different look on things. And let us pray to close. Father, we thank you for this time before you, Lord. We know that you're an awesome God. We thank you for the opportunity to come together, and we know more, two and more gathered together, Lord, you are with us. And we thank you for your promise, Lord. We pray for the pastors that are out there, Lord. We pray Psalm 91 over each one of them, Lord, that you lead them and guide them. We pray for those that are not doing your will, Lord, that you will touch them in such a way that they'll either leave their pulpit or people will move to other places, Lord. But we want people to be fed in your word, Lord, not in man's word. So we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to go out in the world and be able to talk to other people, because each one of us is a pastor in our own way, depending on whether at work or whether in school or in the grocery store. We're each supposed to go out there and proclaim your word, Lord. And that sometimes people forget that, Lord, but we know you don't, and we thank you, Lord, that you would give us that opportunity. And we pray that you would touch each one of those people as they're out there talking to other people. You give them the wisdom and give them the terminology that you need, and we pray that the Holy Spirit walks with them each day, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for your time. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We especially thank you for your son dying on the cross, because without his death, none of us would have a chance, because none of us could uphold the law. And Father, we thank you again for this time, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.